give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I know that's easier sung than done. Because when you're in the middle of a fight, sometimes you don't really feel like remembering that. Amen? But you need to remember that God is still in control. And we need to sometimes pull ourselves out of the slump and just praise God in the midst of a circumstance and situation.
Amen.
And you'll find out that He will be the strength of your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that song. And we know that He will always be there for us. But now, just giving ourselves accordingly to the announcements. We got prayer needed in Bible study this Tuesday at 6. So we ask you all to attend that on the phone conference line. You also have on the 15th, this Saturday, 5 p.m. Seaboard's third Saturday fellowship will be at 5 p.m. on this Saturday. So you ask yourself, just make your, those things that are available to us so we can have a closer walk with God to do that. Amen?
Amen.
We have some people that used to hear with us in the sanctuary that not, they are not here. Pray for Sister Nita. You know, she's always singing in the choir. She don't feel that well today. And Reverend Lyles is not with us this morning. Continue to pray for those individuals and everyone also, right? Pray for our mothers in church. Pray for the deacons. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know, you know, obviously Deacon Lennon and Sister Sharon Lennon, but you know, they're always faithful with us and viewing, and also they're giving, and they're still a part of us. Amen. Remember them. Amen. Keep remembering them. Remember the church at large. Continue to pray for us as a body. Amen. That God will continue, no matter how spite how it looks, that we keep on keeping on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's key, y'all. This race is not to who to the given to the swiftest, but he who endures to the end. All right? So we need to remember to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're gonna lift our offering at this time. It's offering time. The Bible said, bring you all the tithes in the storehouse, so there'll be a meat in my house, said the Lord. See that try me, says, try me, child of God, and see that I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. Amen. We know the principle behind giving the tithe. Amen. And we thank you all who are not in the sanctuary that you continue to be faithful and using those platforms of text giving and easy tithe and cash app to continue to give your tithe to the sanctuary. Amen. We thank God for you. Let's bless this offering in advance, y'all. Oh, Father God, right now in images, we thank you. We thank you for all things great. We thank you for all things small, life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you right now for this part of service that we are set aside to give back to you that which you blessed us with. We thank you for your many, many bountiful blessings. Father God, right now, we ask you to come into the lives of your people. Let the spirit of Father God, of your blood, come against the spirit of poverty and failure. Bless the hands of those households, Father God, whatever they place their hand to. Father God, let it prosper. Wherever they place their feet, let them claim that as their ground. Enlarge their territory and widen their coast, oh God. Father God, make a way out of no way for them. If you do these few and simple things, oh Father God, we will be careful to give you all the honor and the praise and the glory. Let this offering be used for the betterment and the building of your kingdom, oh Heavenly Father. And when given days are over down here, save us a place. Anywhere in your kingdom will be just all right with us. And all who love the Lord say, Amen.
Do.
Savior, do not.
Do not.
I need you every day, Lord.
Do. Say thank you. Father God, you allowed us to come to your sanctuary once again. Father God, we want to learn a little bit more about thee. So we ask you, Father God, that right now in the name of Jesus, that you allow your Holy Spirit to exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. We aren't able to understand it or teach it, comprehend it by ourselves. We need you.
Yes.
We need you, Father God. We need you to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Make your word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Draw back the drapers of misunderstanding. Somebody, Father God, need a word from you. We need it to be encouraged in times like these. We need a Savior. Father God, we need you to speak to our heart. Father God, we need you to restore somebody to the joy of their salvation. Father God, we need you to pick somebody or give somebody direction. Father God, we need you to protect somebody through your word, and somebody needs peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, God. We thank you right now for what you said you would do for us. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we sit humbly at your feet right now. And as you bind Satan right now, as he goes to and fro, trying to snatch the words of knowledge away from your people, Father God, speak to our hearts, and whatever you have to say to us, oh Father God, we humbly accept it with open hearts and open minds right now in the name of Jesus. Speak, Lord, for your people heareth. The 27th division of Psalms 27. I'm going to read for you the first five verses of this psalm, commencing at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. It is. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And we know that God's word is already blessed. Amen?
Amen?
I'd like to put a tag on this text for a short while I was talking this morning. God is hiding me. God is hiding me. Let me take your seats in the presence of the Lord. God is hiding me. I don't know, y'all. I don't know if you ever had to have hope that God would just hide you away. But in times like this, we need a place we can hide in. Amen?
Amen.
God is hiding me. When I need strength, when I need power, when I need courage to make it through another tough week, I go to the book of Psalms.
All right.
For every shifting mood, for every emotional trauma that I have to deal with, for every difficult issue in my life, we can find an answer, an antidote in the book of Psalms. The word of Psalms in Psalms reads like a diary of young David, and David when he gets older. There's imprecatory Psalms, and those are the Psalms where David asks God just to kill his enemies. There's Psalms of praise. There's Psalms of lament. But each one of them contain a powerful word. When the soul needs to be encouraged, there's always something in Psalms. Walk me, Sister Amy, through some of these encouraging numbers of Psalms. Did you hear those? It says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the sway of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the Lord does he meditate day and night. Both day and night he meditates, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in its season. Its leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art so mindful of him? And the son of man that thou would even visit him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. You know this one. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down, y'all, in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know you know that, but this one. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas, and establish it upon the floods. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Have mercy on me, O God. Hello. According to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out all of my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, and renew in me the right spirit. Thou hast been my dwelling place, O Lord, in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, how ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. By the rivers of Babylon, y'all, there we sat down, yea, we wept. When we remembered Zion, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. They that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us. Sing us one of those songs from Zion, they said. But how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It also says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast, Deacon Furlow, in the Lord.
Yeah.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. But my favorite one that I want to hang my hat on this morning is by far Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Because of what that? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, when they are plotting on me, when they are digging traps for me,
yeah,
when they are trying to dig a ditch for me,
yeah,
when the wicked, even my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh,
yeah,
just before they get to me, they stumble and fall. To the believer, God offers us some benefits. Right here in these five verses, we have the benefit of personal guidance. Personal guidance, y'all. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fail. I know that he's y'all light, but that is not personal for me. I need him to be my light. You should thank God for your mother's God and daddy's God, but you need to know God for yourself. Because when life turns on you, you will need a personal relationship. You will need a God who can guide you personally. Can I get a witness in here? Brothers and sisters, it is so easy to be in church and to get lost in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And to get caught up in the mob mentality of a church. I don't need a preacher. I don't need a worship leader. I don't need nobody coaxing me or prodding me, trying to push me and forcing me to give God some praise. Yeah. Are y'all here? Yeah. Because that is staged and choreographed. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, yeah, and all that he's done for me, my soul just says, hallelujah. I don't need to be encouraged about that. God picked me up and he turned me around. I can be at my house sometimes, just riding in my car sometimes, and the weight of the world is on my shoulder. I can be sitting in my office by myself, and I can praise God without trying to make me clap my hands, because this is personal. He's a personal God. I have a personal relationship. He understands that I am weak and he is strong. He understands that I fall short of the mark. So I do not hesitate by lifting holy hands and saying, thank you just for waking me up this morning. I don't feel like it right now, but I thank you anyhow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's easy in this world for us as people of God to get lost. So you would need somebody to guide you. I'm talking to the believer now. It's easy with all the distractions. You have to get your focus, that's there to get your focus off.
Uh-huh.
What's really important is that the Lord is my light. Yeah, my light. And he's my salvation. Because he's my light, my salvation, I'm not scared of you. It is right here in the text. I shall not fear you. If you kill me, I don't have a one time to die because I was already born again. I was already born twice. I only got one time to die. Amen. Because in the child of God, why we don't fear you? Because you're going to kill us or try to kill us. Because guess what? For us to live in the Christ is die again. Y'all ain't with me. It made no sense for the believer to stay up worrying about stuff at night because you need to stop worrying about people trying to do. What people saying, who dislike you? I'm not going to stop. That's not going to stop them from spreading any rumors on you because you're thinking about it. Let me give you some good advice. Check this out. The next time you get in your car, or you get in someone's car, that right rear passenger mirror, lift that right rear passenger mirror. Just look at it. Just take your time to look at it. And read the small print at the bottom. The poor small print at the bottom of that right side passenger mirror says, objects will appear closer than they are. Ain't that what it says?
Yes.
Are y'all in the book? It says that. So, when you think God is not there, he's quickly coming up the rear. Right. When you think God is not with you, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Right. He said, when you can't trace me, just trust me.
Yes.
You need to realize that God is on your side. And whoever tries to come against you just need to look in the mirror on the passenger side and you'll see what the small writing says. God is closer than he appears, y'all. The book says he's my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. This is really good for some of us who are over the age of 50. Hello. I speak for myself. God will give you strength in your senior years. Sister Amy, yeah, he will. That you're stronger in your 60s than you were in your 40s. What you talking about, Pat? First of all, you got more sense now than you had back then. That's why David said, I was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed go begging bread. God will protect you. He will guide you. God will give you strength when your hair turns gray. He that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I'm determined, since God is up all night, I made up my mind. Since God's going to be up all night, I'm going to say my prayers and go to bed.
Amen.
Men can lie on me and try to destroy me, but no weapons formed against me and you will prosper. Amen. We are more than conquerors in him who loves us. Y'all with me? So I told you, God gives us personal guidance, but then the psalmist moves from personal guidance to powerful guardianship. I got mercy. The text says, I desire of the Lord that I will seek after that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple, y'all. In the time of trouble,
he shall hide me.
He shall hide me. Oh, that's good right there. That's why I want to hang on that. In his pavilion, can I teach this?
Yes.
What David was talking about when he said in his pavilion, that's a big deal, y'all.
Yes.
I know it sounds like you think when you think about the pavilion, y'all think about the little gazebo y'all got in the back of your yard and a little tent you put up when you're trying to have a little barbecue. No, that's not the pavilion. Let me tell you what the pavilion is. When any time Israel went to battle with the enemy, the king went to battle with them.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
The army was surrounding where the king was. The king was in a pavilion. It's called a pavilion. So if the enemy attacked, y'all with me?
Yes.
They first got to get through the soldiers before they get through the king. What you saying, Pastor? Since God says that he will hide me in his pavilion, that means that I am in Jesus Christ. Oh, let me make it a little more plainer to you. Also in the pavilion was the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear me. In the Ark of the Covenant, Amy, was Aaron's rod that flowered, that bloomed.
Yeah.
It was in the Ark of the Covenant. Also in the Ark of the Covenant was the word that God gave Moses on the mount, the Ten Commandments. Y'all ain't with me. So in there dwelt the Holy Spirit. Only one I'm trying to say to you. That means that while I'm in protection, God is also nourishing me. He's providing for me. What you trying to say, Pastor? What I'm trying to say to you, here go. Now here's the other thing. He made his personal guidance. He gave you personal protection. Look, now, I'm going to get out your way. He gives you some personal glory.
All right.
Yeah. What's the glory, Pastor? Here's the glory. You think God just got me hiding out? No, he don't. The Bible says that God would take me and place me up on a rock. Okay. Y'all get that in a minute. That means he is hiding me not under a rock, but in plain sight.
Why
is he hiding me in plain sight? The enemy can see you. Yeah, the enemy can see me, but he can't touch me. This rock is called Jesus. God is hiding us on a rock in plain sight because the Bible said, David said it, said, he will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He didn't say that the enemy can stop me from eating, put my fork away, take my plate away from me. He said, he'll be able to have to sit there and watch me eat, and he can't do nothing about it. So while I'm up on a rock, I'm raising holy hands, ain't nothing he can say about it. I'm on the rock and just thanking God for protecting me because the Bible said when the devil comes in like a flood, God will raise a standard against him. Y'all understand, this Christian walk, try this Christian walk for real. Try to get serious about what you want to do for God and see no hell break loose in your life. You would say, well, what is going on up in here? You do not have to run to the text and say, he will give me peace that surpasses all understanding. Because it seems like it don't be physical stuff, it be spiritual stuff coming at you. So now I have to park myself in the pavilion. Because this race, I can't run it by myself. Yeah, I know I don't look like what I'm going through. None of us look like what we're going through. But we thank God. Because God got a way of cloaking us in majesty.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
Oh, y'all. He got a way of covering us when hell breaks loose. First, you got to know that he's your light and your salvation. We need to appreciate the defenses that God has set up for us. We need to appreciate that he will hide us in the time of trouble so we can walk boldly. Y'all hear me? We can walk boldly as we walk this race for God. Let me tell you about somebody's provisions in the pavilion. You don't have to fight the battle. Don't get brave. Don't be so proud. That's why God wants to be humble. God got it. No, you will be in the pavilion, but guess what? While hell is breaking loose, God said, I'm going to provide for you. I said he provides for you, but let me tell you something about the food that you got in the pavilion versus the food that the enemy eating outside the camp. There's a difference. Why? Because while they eating canned goods, God got you on pure meat of his word in the pavilion. That's why when you're in the middle of a battle, you look stronger in the middle of a battle than when you do when you're not in a battle. Yeah. Are y'all to hear me? Because God got a way of making you outlook your enemy. He makes the enemy overexert himself. Because they're trying to take you down physically, but God is sustaining you spiritually. Pastor, what is he sustaining you with? He said, I'm your light and your salvation. Right. Whom shall you fear?
My Lord.
God said, because you depended on me and you're keeping yourself with me. He said, what I will do, I just keep you. I feed you. He said, your obedience is turning out to a blessing for you.
That's right.
He said, Joshua asked the children, he told the children of Israel, he said, Choose you this day whom you may serve. Is it the God of your forefathers back in Egypt or God right now of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? He said, Joshua asked for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. There's no half-stepping. You got to give it up. Hello, y'all. You have to sell out completely. You say, well, I'm going to fall short. I don't have all the things that I need. God is my light, my salvation. Who shall I fear? God said, I got you. He said, try me, child of God. Try me. It doesn't mean because you read your Bible all the time. Don't mean because you come to church all the time. You show up for Bible study and fall out. It does not really matter. Because guess what? That doesn't predicate you being a blessing and you getting the provisions from God. You're required to do that because you're a child of God. You're a servant. You need to keep yourself equipped. Can I get a witness in here? You ain't doing God a favor. You're doing a necessity to be continue to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. But you need to learn how to trust God for yourself. Can I get a witness in here? While he's hiding me, know that he will hide me in the time of trouble. That means he will protect me from all hurt, harm, and danger. That means that I can care less. It will give people the wrong attitude about you. I'm a living witness, because you will look to them as if you have a don't care attitude. No, it's not that I don't care. No, I'm not concerned about this, because I answer to a higher power. And I'm not talking about the higher power that Oprah and Dr. Phil are talking about on TV. No, I don't call him a higher power. My God is more than a higher power. He's more than just a high spiritual being. He's an intelligent, powerful individual, God with a personality. Can I get a witness in here? He's the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, all wrapped up in one. And he is real, real in my soul. He is not a higher power like our secular friends say. He's Mary's little baby boy. Yeah. He's honey in the rod. Yeah. Bread in a starving places, y'all. Honey, y'all hear me? Food in your cup and water in dry places. Yeah. He is God. And he's living real in our life today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We just need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, y'all. God will hide us. Don't you know he will hide us? As a matter of fact, you're standing right here. I mean, he's been hiding you. We still here walking through COVID. God hiding you. He said, I will not let the Newsome pestilence come near you. And if you had it, you had a touch of it, you're still here. He's still hiding you. He's still hiding you because you're still here. Amen? Stand to your feet. And I can stand in the station of discipleship, maybe someone that do not know the Lord is their personal Savior. So if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior right now, we ask that you give your life and surrender your life to Christ. The Bible says now is an accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. I thank God right now for the opportunity to introduce you to him. If you know the Lord, you feel you have not walked according to the dictates of his word, and you're being stubborn and disobedient, God say, rededicate your life to me. He said, I still hide you in my pavilion. He said, because guess what? He said, when you are in my hand, nobody, nothing can pluck you out of my hand. Are you hearing me? Don't let the devil make you think you're messed up too bad. You can't come bring your life back to Christ. Yes, you can. If you're looking for church home, we invite you right now to join up with the people of God in New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where the word of God is powerful and our worship is passionate. We accept it just as you are. We don't need no perfect people. The church is not for perfect people. The church is a Holy Ghost hospital. The sick people ought to be able to come and get well. So we ask you right now, give your life, dedicate your life, surrender your life to Christ. Is there anyone today? Is there anyone?
Thank you.
thank God for the word of God that went forth today. We ask you that you would just hide God's word in your heart so you might not sin against him. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you endow yourself with the word of God so you can remember those things that you need to remember in the midst of the fight. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God is still on the throne, y'all. He's too wise to make a mistake. Amen?
Amen.
And while my hearts and minds are ready, we're ready to go. Amen? You stand to your feet. Let's get dismissed. Say,
God has spoken. Let the church say, amen. Oh, let the church say, amen.
Bless you.